WDAE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The clock keeps ticking toward a late Friday night government shutdown. The measure cooked up by House Speaker Mike Johnson failed miserably.
The measure hailed by President-elect Trump as a success didn't even earn a majority vote in the Republican-controlled House. It fell well short of the two-thirds vote it would have needed to swiftly pass. For the moment, there's no clear path forward for Speaker Mike Johnson. His bipartisan deal was blown up by Trump and Elon Musk. And Democrats, whose votes may be necessary, are insisting that negotiated package is the only measure they'll support as the shutdown deadline nears.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says federal prosecutors in his office are working out how separate cases in the killing of the United Healthcare chief exec will run parallel to each other, accused assassin Luigi Mangione back in New York City after waiving extradition. Amazon insisting a strike by Teamsters union workers has had no impact on deliveries. This is ABC News. Some law enforcement officers are getting closer to trial for their roles in the elementary school massacre in Uvalde, Texas.
Former school police chief in Uvalde, Texas, was not successful in having his indictment over the May 2022 school shooting thrown out. Instead, Pete Arredondo has been ordered to stand trial along with former school police officer Adrian Gonzalez, their tentative trial date set for October. Arredondo and his attorneys maintain that only the gunman who killed 19 students and two teachers at Robb Elementary was responsible. He and Gonzalez, the only law enforcement officers criminally charged, have both pleaded not guilty. Brian Clark, ABC News.
On Westford, Massachusetts' Narragansett Pond, Tiki, a 20-year-old black and white cat who liked to roam around outdoors despite being blind, fell off the ice and into the pond. A passerby alerted two nearby construction workers who jumped into a boat and rescued Tiki, who's now back home. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Pack is back in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After an extra day off, the Packers are back at work, getting ready to host the Saints on Monday Night Football. Linebacker Quay Walker, expected to be out a while with an ankle injury. Rookie linebacker Edrin Cooper, named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after his performance Sunday night in Seattle. Matt LaFleur.
You know, he's a really talented guy. He did a great job. And, I mean, on that screen play where they hit Jaxon Smith-Njigba out the backfield, that was just an elite play by somebody that has elite athleticism.
NBA, the Bucks in Cleveland tomorrow night against the Cavaliers. College basketball, Marquette with a win in their first Big East game of the season, beating Butler 80-70. Marquette now 10-2, ranked ninth in the nation. Head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, Butler's a dangerous team that's had some good wins on this season. Obviously beat us last year here, and I thought the way our guys handled adversity was way better this time around, and that's what allowed us to win.
That's Marquette's Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Can you imagine not even having contact info for your parents? That's how Trinity Rodman is rolling these days, saying her father, Dennis Rodman, is only her dad by blood. Trinity, who is a professional soccer player for the Washington Spirit, appeared on the Call Her Daddy podcast and said her father's hard-partying lifestyle as an NBA player was not conducive to him being a good parent. I believe that's true, but he did make a beautiful bride. FX's series The Old Man has two seasons in the books, and that is all, folks. The show about an ex-CIA operative played by Jeff Bridges performed well in its first season and received two Emmy nominations. Season 2 received three Critics' Choice nominations, but that did not stop FX from pulling the plug. Despite this, it's a pretty good show if you want to check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter weather advisory remains in effect. Another 1 to 2 inches of new snow on top of what has already fallen. We'll see plenty of clouds overnight, lower 20s and gusty north winds. Light snow ending early Friday, turning mostly sunny, highs near 30. Currently 26 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll discuss Elon Musk's sinking of the latest bipartisan budget deal and the impact it will have on you with my regular co-host, Sandy Williams.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. News from the Center, WRCE.
Adopt. Go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour two of our program. On the line with us, our old buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent, now based out of Kyiv, Ukraine. He's the host of the On the Edge podcast, available wherever fine podcasts are found. He's also on YouTube, Philip Itner, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R, and Itner Philip on Blue Sky and on that other place. Phil, welcome back to the program. What's the state of the war in Ukraine right now? How are things going?
Big question. There are still Russian advances out in the east. They're threatening a key kind of transportation and logistical hub called Pokrovsk. So they continue to take that advancement. There is, not strictly speaking in Ukraine, but related to the conflict, the Ukrainians have openly admitted that they killed a leading Russian general in the center of Moscow, just, you know, minutes away from Red Square. This general was the one who was in charge of nuclear, chemical, and bio weapons. The Ukrainians claim, with solid foundation, I myself have seen evidence of them using chemical and biological weapons in Ukraine. There's some controversy to that because, of course, he was not on the battlefield. He was in Moscow. But as far as I'm concerned, and this is just my personal opinion, if you are a member of the Russian military at war with Ukraine, you're a legitimate target. So that happened, and that is quite controversial. Lots of other things happening, but of course, also in Moscow, we saw Vladimir Putin hold his annual, or at least usually annual, he's skipped it a couple of times, mass meeting of journalists, in which he made a couple of pretty bold statements, not least of which concerning is of grave concern to me, because he threatened Kyiv with the attack of a new hypersonic missile system that the Russians seem to have developed that they claim does the same damage as a low-yield nuclear weapon. That's disputable. But nevertheless, they've tried it out once before, and it's a pretty devastating weapon, which would probably do massive damage to several blocks of the capital, and I live pretty central in the capital, so this puts me in direct threat, which is, you know, not a great feeling to put your head down at night and not know if you're going to wake in the morning. Always fun, but, you know, this is how we live in Ukraine. And then lastly, I suppose, although, again, there's so much to talk about, but lastly, there's also just last night we got word that what they called a huddle had happened at the home of the NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, in which various European leaders kind of as I say, it's being described as a huddle, kind of huddled down together to talk about how Europe can deal with the war in Ukraine with or without America, because quite clearly, because the Americans were not invited to this huddle, it doesn't seem. There's no notable American leader or officer or representative that was present to our knowledge. It looks like the Europeans are starting to doubt whether or not a Trump administration and America in general is a reliable partner. So that's just a quick roundup of some of the things that are happening here, but there's more. There's always more.
Well, I should have asked you at the very beginning of the interview, you know, is there anything you wanted to share with us today? What do you think is at the top of the pile, or did you just do that?
Well, for me, it's that threat from the Oreshnik missile system is what the Russians have developed. It's a hypersonic missile, and it is a multi-warhead missile. So it gets within proximity of its target, and then it disperses a number of different warheads all at once. So it's kind of like a shotgun scatter. These are missiles that will be moving at hypersonic speed. So it is not just the warhead that will cause damage. It will be the actual impact, because they come in at such velocity. And again, I mean, I'm not going to, dox myself and say exactly where I live, but I live about, 5-10 minutes walk to the presidential palace or the parliament. And Vladimir Putin has said openly that he intends to attack the leadership in Kiev. So that's 5 minutes walk from me. And he is kind of been saying this is going to be a test of whether or not Western air defenses can handle his hypersonic, his new super weapon, kind of he's depicting it as. So, that puts me, roundly with all of the other, fellow citizens of Kiev that surround me at real heightened risk.
Yeah.
The assassination it's been described as a risky move by Trump's kind of point man on the war. Again, I disagree with that. I think if you're a Russian military, a member of the Russian military in a time of war, I mean, we shot down, General Hirohito Tojo's plane in World War II. I mean, the Germans targeted Patton. This is, I think, a lot of consternation where it's not deserved, or criticism, or, claims of kind of breaking the rules of law. That doesn't wash, in my opinion. And then, of course, that huddle that I mentioned. So, it's troubling times. And we're leading up to New Year's, right? And New Year's in this part of the world is an enormous holiday. It's like Christmas and New Year's mixed into one, because the Soviets desperately tried to destroy the Christian holiday of Christmas. So they wrapped the trappings of Christmas into New Year's. And it's a really big deal in both Ukraine and in Russia. And last year on New Year's, we got really well pelted. It was terrifying. And so there's an atmosphere in the city, I think, of waiting for the other shoe to drop. But if you go and you talk to the guy in my cafe where I get my morning coffee, or, the guy at the craft beer place, or the woman who sells me produce, the attitude is generally like, well, it's beyond our control, so what can we do? But
yeah.
I
think that tradition of you don't attack the commanders, you don't try to decapitate the leadership of another country, I think that dates back to when basically two or three families sat on the thrones of basically all of the European kingdoms. And so the rule was, don't kill your cousin, but go ahead and kill his soldiers, including his generals. But in any case, I totally get it. I understand a chemical plant was hit by, was it by the Ukrainians, the Rostov chemical plant?
Yeah, looks like that. I mean, it's another instance of, you know, somebody smoking too close to something combustible, according to the Russians. I mean, they'll never admit it. But, yeah, I mean, there have been a number of attacks inside Russia. Oh, there's another thing that maybe we should talk about is this ecological disaster that has happened in the Kerch Strait, which is the body of water that exists between kind of mainland, disputed Russia or Ukraine and the Crimean Peninsula. In the space of about 72 hours, three oil tankers broke and were abandoned in the strait, and it is, you know, there's three mega freighters that have now leaked out into this area, and it's, you know, lots of oil. This is a huge oil spill.
Yeah.
And, you know, it may be because it might be the Ukrainians did it. It might be because parts are falling apart because of Russia and the sanctions. But it's also a criticism of this, what is called the shadow fleet, which President Zelensky has been saying has to be dealt with. This shadow fleet, which goes out into international waters and does an oil transfer while in international waters, violating the sanctions in principle, but because you're in international waters, they think they can get away with it. Regardless, there's a lot of oil that's now being washed up on the shores of the Black Sea. Pretty devastating.
So this was not the result of weather?
It does not look like it was. I mean, it was heavy water. It was heavy weather, but you know, those if they're well maintained, those freighters are meant to traverse such waters.
Right. Yeah.
But it does call into question because of the sanctions. Are they running dangerously?
I get it. So last question, Phil. What's your personal sense? I really trust your intuition, your instincts, and your inside information. What's your personal sense of how far, you know, particularly Scholz and Macron, who are both politically in big trouble right now, Keir Starmer, you know, these other European leaders, how far are they willing to go in supporting Ukraine if Trump pulls all U.S. support, which he's
basically
going to do?
Which he's basically said he's going to do, yeah. And he's also going to try and force a quick resolution, which will not happen because neither Putin or Zelensky are in a position to actually stop the war. They're right. For two different reasons, but I don't know if they're willing to come to the table, despite what Trump says. The Europeans are becoming far more outspoken in their determination to support Ukraine, even if America does abandon things. Let me correct that slightly. It's not just aiding Ukraine. It's preparing themselves to be a European security force, because there is a fear that if Ukraine does fall, that there will ultimately be a war between Europe, whether that's the European Union or some sort of European security organization, and Russia. That if the line isn't stopped here, if the Russians are defeated here, then ultimately the British Deputy Defense Minister saying, we best start preparing our populations for the realization that it's likely that there will be a direct confrontation between Russia and the West.
Amazing.
And by that, in
it's
Europe,
like 1940
within five
all
or six
over
years.
Again.
It really is. It's either stop them here, or in 5 or 6 years, we're going to have a direct conflict.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Phil Edner, the podcast On the Edge. Phil, thanks so much for dropping by.
Always a pleasure.
Always good talking. We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. So I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Every day's an opportunity to do something good in your family.
Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. So I just wanted to flag this for you. Sue Nethercutt, who produces Sue's Stack, for those of you who are signed up over at Tom.tv. It's free. It comes out every weekday, and it's got a list of all the hot links to all the articles that I talked about every day. She publishes her own Substack newsletter. It's Sue Nethercott, NETHERCOTT.substack.com. And her newsletter that came out today is titled Resist. And Sue is great at compiling lists, as those of you who get, you know, Sue's Stack know. And it's a list of all these organizations, nonprofits, social media sites, you know, ways that you can, you know, people's newsletters, people's Substacks, ways that you can sign up, ways that you can hook up, things that you can do. I restacked it over on Substack. If you open the Substack app and look for me, you'll find it. Or you can just, you know, go to Substack and type in Sue Nethercott, NETHERCOTT.
and you'll get it. It's really worth. In fact, I'm putting it in my saving pile here for future reference. Meanwhile, Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency in California around bird flu. We had Dr. Eric Feigelding on, what, day before yesterday, I think it was? And it has now infected so many dairy herds, 645 dairy herds just in California, over 1,000 nationwide. There's also been three identified H5N1 infections in cats in California. 61 people have acquired the virus since March, according to the CDC. And so Newsom's declaration will allow California to, quote, have more flexibility around staffing, contracting, and other rules to support California's evolving response. What's interesting, what I did not know that I learned from this article, and this is from the LA Times, is that there are two strains of bird flu circulating right now. They're both H5N1. One is the D1.1 strain, which is circulating in wild birds. And that's the one that, when it jumps to humans, makes them very, very sick. And then there's the other strain, which is the D1.1 version that's the one in the birds, the D1.1 version. The other one is B3.13, and that's the version that's circulating in dairy cows. That has jumped to a lot of people, and that does not seem to produce quite as severe a form of influenza. So the hope, I suppose, is if one of these two jumps into humans, you know, if it combines with a regular human flu virus, that it'd be the B313, which is less pathogenic than the D1.1, which is now you've got this Canadian teenager hospitalized with severe illness. Zoos all around the world are being shut down because of this. In the U.S., a cheetah, a mountain lion, an Indian goose, and a kookaburra died in the Wildlife World Zoo near Phoenix. San Francisco's zoo had to shut down their aviaries after a red-shouldered hawk was found dead with bird flu. Rare red-breasted goose died in the Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle. 47 tigers, three lions, and a panther in zoos across South Vietnam have died from bird flu. Louisiana, Missouri, and Kansas have announced cases of bird flu, especially in geese and waterfowl. We had some 90,000 birds die here in Oregon, apparently as a result of bird flu. So keep an eye on this, as I keep telling you. This can get really ugly, especially as Trump is coming into office. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after the break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
By the way, as we speak, Luigi Mangione is being transferred into the New York penal system, preparing for his trials there.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The clock keeps ticking toward a late Friday night government shutdown. The measure cooked up by House Speaker Mike Johnson failed miserably.
The measure hailed by President-elect Trump as a success didn't even earn a majority vote in the Republican-controlled House. It fell well short of the two-thirds vote it would have needed to swiftly pass. For the moment, there's no clear path forward for Speaker Mike Johnson. His bipartisan deal was blown up by Trump and Elon Musk. Democrats, whose votes may be necessary, are insisting that negotiated package is the only measure they'll support as the shutdown deadline nears.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says federal prosecutors in his office are working out how separate cases in the killing of the United Healthcare chief exec will run parallel to each other, accused assassin Luigi Mangione back in New York City after waiving extradition. Amazon insisting a strike by Teamsters union workers has had no impact on deliveries. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jim Carrey was serious about retiring from acting until he wasn't. The actor told the Associated Press that he was going to retire, but bought a lot of stuff and needed money. Desperation is not a very good negotiating tactic, so I'm guessing that is why Carrey probably walked back his comments to comicbook.com, saying he was joking. You can catch Carrey in Sonic Hedgehog 3 in theaters December 20th. In Where Are They Now news, one of the lovable thugs in Home Alone was played by Daniel Stern. You might remember him as the guy who had maybe the greatest scream in movie history when Macaulay Culkin put the huge spider on his chest. Stern posted a video on Blue Sky showing what he is doing now, tangerine farming. He gave his followers a tour of his studio and fruit-squeezing apparatuses. It was actually really cool. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Pack is back in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After an extra day off, the Packers are back at work, getting ready to host the Saints on Monday Night Football. Linebacker Quay Walker, expected to be out a while with an ankle injury. Rookie linebacker Edrin Cooper, named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after his performance Sunday night in Seattle. Matt LaFleur.
You know, he's a really talented guy. He did a great job. And, I mean, on that screen play where they hit Jackson Smith, Jigba, out the backfield, that was just an elite play by somebody that has elite athleticism.
NBA, the Bucks in Cleveland tomorrow night against the Cavaliers. College basketball, Marquette with a win in their first Big East game of the season, beating Butler 80-70. Marquette now 10-2, ranked ninth in the nation. Head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, Butler's a dangerous team that's had some good wins on this season. Obviously beat us last year here, and I thought the way our guys handled adversity was way better this time around, and that's what allowed us to win.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter weather advisory remains in effect. Another 1 to 2 inches of new snow on top of what has already fallen. We'll see plenty of clouds overnight, lower 20s and gusty north winds. Light snow ending early Friday, turning mostly sunny, highs near 30. Currently 26 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Happy holidays, everybody. For my last show before I go on break, I'm joined by political editor Dan Schaefer for his naughty and nice lists and his wish list for 2025. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The hour, picking up your calls here. What's on your mind? Randy in Ackworth, Georgia. Hey, Randy, what's up?
Hi, Mr. Hartman. How are you?
I'm fine. You can call me Tom. What's on your mind, Randy?
Thank you. First of all, is it still your policy that those who disagree with you go to the top of the line?
Generally, yeah. Why? Did you call and tell him that you were going to disagree with me?
Yeah. He said that was no longer a policy, so I just wondered.
Oh, well, I'll tell Mateo that it is still our policy. Yeah, sure. What's up, Ray?
Thank you.
So what do you want to disagree with me about? Thanks for waiting.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. The first, I've got two items. The first one, I just want a response. The second one, maybe I could get another word in. But the first one is, you know that asylum seekers get a day in court. And do you have any idea what the percentage of those asylum seekers get rejected?
I don't.
Because I do. Well, I'm guessing it's about 90%, maybe 85-90%. Now, is it your opinion that if you're an asylum seeker and get rejected, that you shouldn't be deported?
No, I think if you're an asylum seeker and you get rejected, you should go back where you came from. That's the law.
Okay, good. We agree wholeheartedly then. Thank you very much. The second one is a different topic completely. And again, if I can get your thought and then put a last word or another word, I'd appreciate it. Did you know that Fonnie Willis in Fulton County got the appeal got said that her and whole office would have to step down?
Yeah, I saw that this morning. I was going to mention it. Yeah. It's going to go to a different prosecutor's office, and virtually all of the other prosecutor's offices are run by Republicans. These are elected positions. So I think the prosecution of Donald Trump in Georgia is dead.
Okay, yeah, good. Then we agree on that. Maybe we didn't disagree, because I'm saying that, you know, after lawyer under her got removed,
yeah,
it's still a conflict of interest. So anyway, hey, maybe your call screener's right, and we can agree.
Well, where we probably disagree is I don't think that the conflict of interest that she had was meaningful, and I think she should have been allowed to continue prosecuting it. But you know, the law is the law, and the system in Georgia, the appeals court, said that she is conflicted out, and by virtue of that, so is her entire staff. And you certainly could argue that it's been politicized. I mean, you know, Donald Trump went after her, and she's spoken out against him as well. So,
it didn't help her being a slut.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would describe her that way, Randy. And it's not the kind of language that I think we should use to describe women. But she's not married. She had a relationship with this guy that was, you know,
a married man.
No, he wasn't married at the time. Well, he was separated from his wife at the time. And
that
happens all the time.
I mean,
see Pete Hegseth if you want to talk about that, or Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump had an affair with his second wife on his first wife. He had an affair with his third wife on his second wife. And you're going to criticize Fonnie Willis? I don't get it, Randy.
Yeah, no, because I will, because it's a conflict of interest when she's in the middle of a major lawsuit that, you know, the whole world is looking at.
I don't think it's a conflict of interest to have an affair with somebody.
Well, we can disagree.
I think it's bad judgment, but okay.
Okay,
Randy, good talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep, Jules in St. Louis. Hey, Missouri. Hey, Jules, what's up?
Hi, boy, I got a lot to say, but let me preface this with saying I'm a problem solver. I don't just complain, but I've come up with some things I'd like your opinion on. Their approach to solving the problems, the monetary problems of the United States, so-called monetary problems, There's two types of economies. There's a microeconomy, which is the kitchen table all the way to Elon Musk. And then there's a macroeconomy, which covers everything. And they're trying to solve the problems with experts in microeconomics. And who's that doesn't work. The Congress and the president.
Okay. So I'm not sure I understand what you're saying. What? Give me an example.
Okay. Microeconomies are designed around profit and loss, basically.
Yeah, I'm familiar with micro and macroeconomics.
Beg your pardon?
I'm familiar with micro and macroeconomics. I'm just not, I don't understand. When you say they're trying to solve macro problems with micro solutions, you need to give me an example for me to understand what you're talking about.
Okay, I'll give you a perfect example. I don't know if this is perfect, but anyway, they want to privatize the post office.
Right.
They started with taking the making the post office pay 75 years in advance. Am I correct on that?
Yeah.
In the retirement fund.
That's correct, and they accumulated about $50 billion, which is to the best of my knowledge still sitting there in this fund, which hasn't been yet tapped. And the assumption is that, you know, when FedEx or UPS or the trucking company that Louis DeJoy owns takes over the post office, they get that $50 billion bonus, basically.
Exactly. So they're not trying to improve anything. They just want the big
payday. They just want to rip us off, these Republicans. They just want to rip off Americans. And they want to give, you know, what could be a huge cash cow. I mean, this is $1 trillion or $100 billion business, essentially, the post office. They just want to give that to one of their own.
Exactly. But that's what they want to do with the whole government.
Of course.
And so they...
This goes back to David Koch. I mean, this is the op-ed that I've been planning to write this afternoon, is that David Koch, who's been dead for some time now, is winning. David Koch's vision of government. I mean, when he ran for president or for vice president in 1980 on the Libertarian ticket, he had a very specific agenda, basically privatize everything except the military, and privatize large parts of the military, for that matter. And,
exactly.
You know, we're getting there, piece by piece.
Exactly. And that's what they're doing. But
and you're right, it's not going to solve the economy. Actually, it's going to make the economy worse, because you've got more and more billionaires, you know, squeezing money out of essentially money that was raised through taxes.
Exactly. And the middle class and the lower class is going to end up paying for it.
Always have. That's why people when my generation was in our 30s, we controlled 21% of the nation's wealth. People in their 30s right now control 4.6% of the nation's wealth. Where did all that money go? It went right into Elon Musk's pocket and, you know, and his, 1,500 roughly billionaire buddies in the United States and a whole lot of multimillionaires, people like Vivek Ramaswamy. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Jules, I need to move along, but thank you for the call. Spot on. Tim in Mattawan, Michigan. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today? Tim, your phone is breaking up so badly, I can't hear you. I'm going to put you on hold. And Mateo, he's on line 5, if you can figure out what's going on there. Let's try Jeff in San Francisco. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just want to talk about, we keep talking about Medicare for All, and I remember back, this was 4 or 5 years ago, that Nancy Pelosi kept saying, well, we don't have the votes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why we don't put that up for a vote and see who doesn't vote for it, and then we could primary them just like AIPAC would do if something was denying results for our aid to Israel.
Yeah, the problem is there's not a billion-dollar or trillion-dollar industry that has an interest in Medicare for All. In fact, it's the exact opposite. So, you know, the last time that anybody was talking about Medicare for All, the pharmaceutical industry, the insurance industry, of course, they led the charge. The private hospital, the for-profit hospital industry, they all swept in and said, oh, no, you don't. And you know, many of the big doctor practices, most of which are now owned by big corporations or hedge funds. And so, that's the problem, Jeff, is the only constituency is we the people. And ever since 5 corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court, starting with the Buckley decision in 76, then the Bilotti decision in 78, then Citizens United in 2010, and McCutcheon in 2013, ever since 5 corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court, ruled that bribing politicians is perfectly legal, that it's just another form of free speech. We're the only country in the developed world that says that, that says this. You know, that just took us straight down the road to oligarchy.
Well, but this doesn't answer, but I still don't see why we keep giving up on this. Why don't, I mean, I was watching Martha Raddatz, you know, Roe gone on there, and she says, well, if we have Medicare for all, and she just said, well, that's never going to happen. They should come back at those people and say, well, what kind of health care do you have, you know? Why do you keep, just getting so, poo-hoo on that?
I agree, Jim. I agree.
She is the press. She shouldn't have an opinion on this. She's just throwing her opinion on, well, I got Medicare.
I'm with you, Jeff. And I would like to see more Democrats pushing for this. The sad fact is that probably about a third of the Democratic, the Democratic caucus in Congress, in the House and Senate, are on the take with the insurance companies right now. And not to mention all of the Republicans. That's the big challenge. Jeff, thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. I'll be right back with you. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit fffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my name, Hartman, with two N's, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511. Text Hartman to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. But I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Thank you.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry about or have some concerns about when, you know, with so much out of our control. One thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head over to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years experience helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. Their slogan, SelectQuote, they shop, you save. It's true. So get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Tom.
Jackfruit sizzling on the side.
We're back 9 minutes before the hour. Just a reminder, Dr. Barty's going to be with us for the entire next hour. He's a holistic veterinarian. He's treated over, what did he say, how many? A 250,000 pets in his 50-some-odd years as a veterinarian. That's pretty mind-boggling. Anyhow, he's going to be with us for the hour taking your calls and questions about, you know, what to do with your pets. And there's a couple of lines open right now if you want to get in line for that. But we're still talking politics here. James in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Season's greetings. I'd just like to take this opportunity to wish your family and you and your staff and their families a happy, joyous, and safe, prosperous holiday.
Thank you, James. And back to you, the same to you and your family.
Thank you so much. I don't know if it was reported on your news, but yesterday afternoon I happened to be in Baton Rouge. And they have had an H1N5 direct transmission from a backyard bird flock to an elderly person. They haven't given the age or the name, but they did say that it is not the strain that's in the dairy cows in California. There wasn't a lot of specifics, but they did say they have a hospitalization of bird flu that is a direct transmission.
Yeah, apparently if you get it from the cows, it's not so bad. It's a weaker strain. If you get it from the birds themselves, it can knock you on your butt. So, you know, we'll see.
They're saying this is a severe respiratory illness.
Yeah. Well, it's killing a lot of animals. I mean, it's shutting down zoos. This is a big deal.
And we're getting just the right management team.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, at just the wrong time.
Yep. You know, yes, absolutely. Echoes of COVID. You know, it's terrible. James, thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you. Appreciate it. Marie in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. I called in originally about the post office, and I have to be honest with you, I heard your earlier caller about Fonnie Willis, and I feel like I need to speak about that. That's more important.
Please go for it.
More important. Thank you. First of all, the Judge McAfee, in his order, said that there was no conflict of interest. The reason that's interesting is because the Georgia Court of Appeals found not that there was a conflict of interest, but that there was an appearance of impropriety in the fact that she had the relationship. So now the standard is changing. They have moved the goalpost.
Huh.
There's no way you could find legally a conflict of interest, but the more amorphous, you know, appearance of impropriety is one of those things.
Yeah, it can mean anything.
Exactly. So she can appeal to the Supreme Court of Georgia. Please note that most of the justices on the Supreme Court of Georgia are Republican appointed, one of whom, by the way, I believe it was Michael Boggs, was sitting on the Judicial Nominating Commission at the time that the seat he is now in opened up. And so he resigned from the commission just in time to be appointed into the role.
Wow. So, talk about the appearance of impropriety.
Exactly. So my point being, the fact that the Court of Appeals has made this determination, the case is not dead. What it could mean is that Chris Carr, who, if you don't know, Chris Carr was Johnny Isaacson's chief of staff before he was appointed into the role of attorney general, at which point he had to activate his license because he had never practiced law. So he was ineligible to be the attorney general until he activated his license. But he would be the one, or at least he's done this before, to recommend the person who would be stepping in to handle the prosecution or to handle the case. You know that he's going to pick somebody who's partisan, very likely the well-funded, but unfortunately, inexperienced woman that just ran against Fawney and lost. And the Prosecuting Attorneys Council of Georgia would also have a say in whether or not the person who's appointed is actually qualified to go forward, because you can't just appoint anyone to be a prosecutor. Right. It doesn't work that way.
So if it goes to a partisan Republican, they can simply declare that they're not going to prosecute the case, right? They can just say the case is dead.
Exactly. And the other thing I wanted to point out, since the gentleman, and I use the term loosely, had the nerve to call Fawney a slut. Please understand that Nathan Wade was an independent contractor. He was not an employee of the office. He was being paid an hourly, he was being paid like any other legal contractor would be paid, an hourly rate. I don't remember what it was. I'm going to say $250 an hour. I'm not sure. But the point being, he worked X hours. He got paid X hours. There's no way that a relationship between the two of them, it wasn't a superior-subordinate relationship. It was contractor versus retaining contractor. So, it was more contractual relationship. Exactly. Yeah. So I just wanted to clarify, because there's a lot of misinformation out there. Fawney won her race handily, by the way, so we're not really studying the haters out there, but I really felt like I needed to clarify that.
Well, thank you so much, Maria. Whenever you call in, you always bring the goods. I appreciate your knowledge of the law. I understand you're an attorney, and particularly your insights into the Georgia political system. I really value you as a caller. Thank you, Maria. And
thank you.
Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays or whatever's appropriate for you and your family this year. Thank you so much for calling in. We'll be back with Dr. Marty, taking your calls, your pet questions, for the next hour. We're going to set politics aside for an hour, take a deep breath, put a smile on our faces, and think about our cats and dogs.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's Friday. That means it is time to recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
as a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass.
It's only...
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Federal Aviation Administration banning drones in certain parts of New Jersey.
And threatening to shoot down unauthorized drones due to special security concerns. The FAA warning that flying a drone without government permission in 22 areas is illegal. And authorities may use deadly force against any drones that pose an imminent security threat.
ABC's Ariel Reshef. Who'll blink first? The House Republican bill to keep the government running past Friday night failed, and Democrats say the only bill they support is the bipartisan measure that was torpedoed by billionaire Elon Musk and then President-elect Trump. The so-called murder hornet? No more in the U.S. 5 years after first being spotted near the border with Canada and Washington State, state and federal agricultural officials announced the hornet's eradication in the U.S. No new sighting since 2021. This is ABC News. A judge in San Diego ordered Alexander